Today on the Conservative Asian Podcast, I am officially smarter than a Harvard Law School graduate. All this and more on the Conservative Asian Podcast. All right, folks, that is not, I wish that were a joke, and I wish that were some kind of weird satire, but as we all know, well, assumably, since we've forgotten all about Russia, we've had a big surge about Russia for the last 3.5 weeks or so, and all of a sudden, we've stopped talking about Russia. I don't know where Russia went. I don't know what's happening, but apparently it's not the big news of the day anymore for the last 3 weeks or so. But what we do have is Ketanji Jackson in front of the Senate trying to apply for the position of Supreme Court Justice. One of her predecessors is retiring, and thus makes it available for Biden to do one of his picks, makes it that the left can now try to implant one of their own. And it is very obvious that she is part of the left. Okay, so she's going through her Senate hearing right now, and she is getting destroyed. She is getting absolutely destroyed as far as, and it's not, they're not attacking her past, they're not attacking her history like they did with Kavanaugh and, what's her name? Her name is escaping me, but anyway, the other one. I'm forgetting her name. Anyway. No, what they're doing, and very strategically and very, very, smartly, is that they're looking at what she's done as a judge. They're looking at her past and looking at her decision-making and then asking her why. How did you come to that conclusion? So, one of the biggest things is that Ketanji Jackson has a history of letting child pornography offenders lighter sentencing than even what is federally recommended by law. Okay, so she has, as many judges do, they've take a range of cases, and she has taken on at least 10 cases where she's weighed in on child pornography. And during her Judiciary Committee meeting, Senator Blackburn came out and said, quote, 8 of those 10 cases, you are below the minimum sentence. And this ranged anywhere from 14% to 88%. Below the minimum. Can you imagine? Below the minimum. So she had, Ketanji Brown Jackson, she had a propensity to give lesser sentences to child pornography. Part of her defense, quote-unquote, if you could call it that, was that it's because of the internet. It's because of the internet that one of the cases she... Because in the past, before the internet, right, you it took effort in some ways to get pornography, right? It took effort. You had to buy the magazine at the store. you had to, whatever, you had to have some kind of source or whatever, and it was hard copies, right? Not digital, hard copies, right? And so before, the federal sentencing was based upon the amount, right? But in her defense, because of the internet and what's readily available on the internet, to judge based upon the amount that an offender has is unreasonable, according to her. Which is totally not the case. Which is totally missing the bigger picture here, right? It's not the amount necessarily. It's the amount, and I guess you could say the repeated access to, let's say, especially now in the internet age, right? But it just also goes to show you that even for the federal guidelines or the federal sentencing for people to have or participate in or distribute child pornography is too weak. Basically, too weak. Okay, so it is of no surprise that she is part of that entourage of leftist, whatever. In fact, part of it, right, this we have to remember that she is the affirmative action pick. I'm sorry to say, she is the affirmative action pick. And everyone was saying in the beginning, oh, yeah, she's good. Oh, yeah. Oh, even for the Republicans, we're looking at a qualify. It doesn't matter. And then we dig deeper into her decision-making as a judge. And then we're finding out all of these things. Even into her current dealings, Ketanji Brown Jackson is a big supporter of critical race theory. She sits on a board where she sits on a school board that basically, you know, that school board basically helps to, you make the decisions on the school board and whatever. And she's a part of that school board. She sits on the board, and she, there's a curriculum floating around in the school district where she's in charge of, quote unquote, or she's a part of the board that supports critical race theory, that supports, racism, basically. And she has no answer for that. She literally has no answer for that. And it's shocking. It's shocking to sit here and look at this judge. She has to be intelligent. I mean, despite what you think, and Harvard and all these Ivy League schools are just as a whatever, networking, whatever, You have to kind of be intelligent in order to make it. And the funny thing, too, is that Ted Cruz is on this committee as well. And Ted Cruz is Ketanji Jackson's senior. They're apart by 1 year. They went to the same law school, only a year apart. So Ted Cruz knows. Ted Cruz at least knows of her, right, and her past and prior to. So it is, she is just getting destroyed by the facts, just by her own past. She is getting destroyed. Another thing, too, is that one of the biggest things, and something that the right has latched onto, which I guess, is that Senator Blackburn also asked her, what is a woman? Okay, what is a woman? How do you define what a woman is? And she's laughing it off and like, without context, I can't give you that decision. I can't give you that definition. Huh? You can't tell me what a woman is? So, along with, I guarantee, about 30 million elementary school children are smarter than this woman because they can tell you the difference between a man and a woman. I am officially smarter than a Harvard Law School graduate judge because I know the difference between a man and a woman. It's not that hard of a question. And she has this, she tries to, like all of these leftists and all of these bullcrap, whatever, she tries to play it off like a joke. Oh, ha ha, I'm not a biologist. I don't know these things. You're not? Are you a taxi driver? Because you know what a car is. Are you a pilot? In avionics, you know? Person? Because you know what a plane is. Are you a physical therapist? Because you know what walking and standing is. Are you a nutritionist? Because you eat food and you know what food to eat and water is good for you. Are you any of those things? She must be, because if she knows how to do those things, that by her logic alone, that must mean she is those things. Either that, or she has asked at every single point in her entire life, had a decision made by an expert. And who knows, that could be it. That could be it. Now, the funny thing about all of this is because if you were to go and I wish there was a follow-up question from Senator Blackburn or anybody else on that committee. So you can't give me the definition of a woman. So how do you describe yourself? What is your gender? And just trap her right there. That's all you needed to do. The left is touting this woman, Ketanji Jackson, as the new RBG, as the one who's going to fight for women's rights. How can she fight for women's rights when she doesn't even know what a woman is? How can she possibly defend the women's rights? How can she possibly do that when she herself doesn't even know what a woman is? Wouldn't that be the logic? So, again, a good follow-up question would have been, so how do you describe yourself? Which bathroom do you go into? Do you have female reproductive organs? Do you have a Y chromosome or two X chromosomes? Right? All of these things to poke the hole into the narrative, right? And what was she going to possibly say? That's what I wish one of the follow-up questions would have been. Was they would have just grilled her. So you don't know what a woman is? So what are you? And granted, oh, people are going to spin it. The left is going to spin some kind of bullcrap. But no, really, what are you? Because all Senator Blackburn needed to do was, I am a female. I know that I'm a female. Right? And just follow that line of questioning. Follow that line of reasoning. She does not know. That is unbelievably stupid. And see the corner that they've backed themselves into? See exactly how their own thinking leads to absolutely nothing. And again, this is a big concern. This is a big concern that we're going to put this lady, who's relatively young, who could probably fill a justice seat for the next 30 years or so, she's going to help turn decision making. I grant, you know, if she was there on the Supreme Court when the Daily Wire sent their lawsuit and whatever, I guarantee it would not have gone 6-3 in favor of the conservatives. If anything, it would have been 5-4 towards. What's scary is towards the left. That's what's scary. Right? One of the other things, again, that's following up is that she doesn't know when life begins. She does not know because she was asked. She does not have a stance on when life begins. So, that's also of concern as well. Because not only does she not know what a woman is, she doesn't even know what life is. We're going to put somebody onto the court, or I should say the left is going to try to put somebody on the court who doesn't know these types of things. How would you like it, especially if you're a female, how would you like it if there was a judge up there that didn't know that you're a female? Or that believe that men could be women. Like Leah Thomas. Right? That's what you want? You want to see the destruction of women's sports? You want to talk about women's rights and all of this nonsense and, oh yeah, oh, and yet you're going to support a person who doesn't even know what a woman is, doesn't even know the second thing, the most powerful thing, the greatest superpower, the most magnificent, wonderful thing that God has gifted women, the ability to bear children, the ability to create life, the ability to nurture life inside of your own body and then produce a living, breathing person. You don't even get it. That's what all of this is revealing. That's what all of this is revealing. And the craziest thing is that I don't even know why we bother anymore with these committee hearings and them putting up this person. She is not going to make it. She is not going to make it. And if she does, it's because of some bullcrap affirmative action protest crybaby wah, like they did, like the allowed to happen for the last 4 years. You whine about it. You cry about it. Look at Jesse Smollett. Jesse Smollett was found guilty of a hoax, faking a hate crime. He was sentenced to jail. He did not spend more than 72 hours in jail before he was released. Before another judge came in and said, no. He can serve his sentence at home instead. Or some kind of bullcrap. That's what crying and whining gets you. And the scary thing is that because of that kind of enabling, they're going to put this leftist tool in the highest court in the land. I hope they crush her. I hope they really do. We'll be right back. Meanwhile, here at home, we are 48 hours or less than 48 hours away from the end of the stupid mask tyranny bullcrap nonsense that we've been under for the last 2.5 years, almost 3 years. And for some dumb reason, people are concerned. Like, we've forgotten. I don't know. Well, I mean, I know how, because people have been bombarded with stupidity for the last 2.5 years and fear and all of this bullcrap nonsense. People are freaking out that masks and all of this crap is going away. Why? Why? Who cares? Who the hell cares? You're vaccinated, right? Yeah. Or you're not vaccinated, but you take tests? Yeah. Who the hell cares? You want to wear a mask. It protects you. if that. I could care less. The only thing that masks did that was a positive was that it cut down on the amount of talking in the classroom. That's it. That is the one thing that it did. It made the classrooms a lot quieter. And this is coming from a teacher who likes quiet. Right? I know some other others are like, oh, you should let them talk. Shut up. You're not in my class. You don't know my kids. Anyway. So it's gonna end. Thank goodness. I've been walking around without my mask for a very long time. We once again had to go to the mall to do some errands, and of course I walked through it. No mask at all. At all. Nope. Not even a thing. I even walked into the grocery store. Nobody told me to put my mask on. We all know that it's dumb. What's going to happen? Explain to me what's going to happen in the next 48 hours if I were to come in or people were to come into your place of business without their mask on. What's going to happen? Do you think that there is enough police out there that their sole job is to be the mask Nazi? Do you think that there's people hovering over your business, waiting to see somebody violate it so you get penalized? It has never been that way in the entirety of this COVID bullcrap. Nobody has been penalized. Nobody has had to pay the fines involved in breaking the mask mandate. Kirk Caldwell, blee, 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 blee. Nobody. Nobody. And in fact, nobody has ever come up to me in the entirety of COVID when I wasn't wearing my mask. Nobody ever came up to me to tell me to put my mask back on. Nobody. Nada. Zero. None. Not a person walking by. Not me walking around. Nobody. The scariest thing moving forward is that there are still going to be people who think that we should all wear masks. And I'm telling you right now, you do you. You know, I talked about it with my coworker a little bit, and he's like, yep. Everybody can do what they want. I know that I'm going to still wear mines. And that's fine. That is absolutely 100% fine. And that, in fact, that's how it should have been from the very beginning. Number one, if you believe in it, you wear it. It is not an added layer of protection that both people wearing the mask protects you that much more. That is not how it works. Ever. In the history of anything. That is not how it works. Idiot. So, in any case, it's going to be done. Thank goodness. One of the biggest things, too, is that what needs to happen now is, while I understand that you run your own business and I understand that that's your business, should you decide to continue the mask mandate, be prepared to lose business. Period. It's not a threat. Every business out there understands, and every business that has gone under, every business owner that's had to shut down, every business owners that had their lives ruined because of Ige and Caldwell and Blangiardi and Bruce Anderson, Sarah Park, whatever the other lady's name is now, Libby Char, all of those people screwed you. So why are you still going to listen to them? You know, why? Businesses that were able to adapt, right on. There's a few places that I actually like, and I actually know the owners, and it was tough because I like them. I want them to survive. So it was real tough because, you know, I didn't want to support their psychosis. But at the same time, I didn't want them to go under. But what is a relief is that for a lot of the guys that I know that are running their own business or their shops or whatever, what they did instead was they just shifted. Because of the rules, you had to whatever, show vaccination or whatever. A lot of businesses, they moved back to takeout because it was working. So one of the places that I like, I talked to the guys and everything. That's all they did. They were open briefly before the bullcrap of writing your name down. They were open briefly. It was good. And then they shifted back to takeout because of the idiocy. And then we went like kind of like in the middle, I think, the last time. And then people were in there, they're eating and whatever, and there was no sign in. And so I'm just like, right on. That's fine. Cool. Bye. You know, still supporting you. No sign in. Doesn't bother me one bit. Right? Okay. The whole idea that as a business, you would alienate a group of people from your business, that has proven over time not to go very well. That has proven over time to, you know. And the funny thing about that is that the companies who share a more conservative value tend to survive more than businesses that lean left. And part of that is because for the more conservative type business owner or operating, whatever, is that there is no problem. We'll accept anybody. If I were to own a business, I would accept anybody. You know, granted, there are some people who shouldn't, right? Those are the people who are hurting your business. Those are the people who are being aggressive. Those are the people who basically shouldn't be around other people, right? We're not talking about those people, right? But if you didn't know a person's political affiliation, if you didn't know their sexual tendencies, everybody's a person. Everybody's a customer. Done. We can't even tell if they're a criminal or not, you know? Anyway, I just can't wait for this to be over. Unfortunately, however, for my new workplace, it's not over just yet, which upsets me just a little bit, because, I mean, if you could explain the logic behind the decision, I would understand. If you showed me the data, if you showed me the facts, I'd understand, you know. But no, as far as I'm concerned, nah, that's dumb, especially because I work indoors. So every time that I leave my indoor office to go outside, I get to take my mask off. But then the moment that I have to walk back indoors again, I have to put my mask back on. So anyway, it's just stupid. As a policy, it's stupid. On an individual level, that's your choice, right? But your individual, and this is the whole thing, your individual belief should not force me to believe what you believe. Period. Right? We can argue, we can debate, we can give insight. You know, and even maybe even through that, you could change the minds of people. But no, not, no. Just, it's done. It's been done since 2020. The summer of 2020, it's done. It's done the moment we had a vaccine in 2021. If you believed in it or not, doesn't matter. It's done. The crazy thing about it is, in the legislature right now, there isn't a bill or there isn't a proposed bill that limits the power of the executive branch. Keep in mind, and again, remember that your politicians did nothing for you over the last 2 years. They have done nothing. And they got rewarded for doing nothing. Time to take them all out. This has been the Conservative Asian Podcast, and we'll catch you guys next time.